You're listening to SBS News.
Victoria has recorded 4 new coronavirus cases and 1 death, bringing the state's toll from the virus to 817 and the national figure to 905. It's the 6th day in a row the state has recorded an increase in new COVID-19 cases in the single digits. Meanwhile, regional Victoria's 2-week case average remains at 0.5. Premier Daniel Andrews says he'll aim to announce a further easing of restrictions soon in the lead up to Christmas.
This has been a year like no other, perhaps our hardest year. You know, we are more than getting there. Hopefully we can make further announcements this coming weekend, and certainly by Christmas we can be enjoying a COVID normal Christmas, and we can have a COVID normal and a COVID safe 2021.
And Melbourne residents are enjoying new freedoms today as the city's strict lockdown rules begin to relax. The Victorian capital has scrapped its time limits on exercise. The 5-kilometre rule has also been replaced with a new 25-kilometre travel zone, while tennis clubs, outdoor pools, hairdressers and the real estate industry are opening again. Beauty salons can't open until the next step, which is scheduled for November, but that could come sooner if case numbers remain low. Chief Health Officer Professor Brett Sutton says one of the latest cases is a person who tested positive already back in July.
We need to exclude the possibility that it's reinfection with a new virus for this individual. But if there's nothing that indicates epidemiologically that this person's been exposed to a known case, and if the fuller laboratory results really point to this just being the tail end of a really long infection, then that will come off as a false positive, but early days.
The Victorian government is under pressure from the Federal Treasurer to allow businesses to reopen more quickly. Josh Frydenberg says there's been a callous indifference in Victoria to the loss of jobs and the plight of small business. Mr. Frydenberg has told Channel 9 that while he welcomes some of the Victorian Premier's easing of restrictions, they don't go far enough.
Just look at the statements yesterday. The Australian Hotels Association, from the Council of Small Business, from the Australian Industry Group, from the Business Council of Australia. They have said that yesterday's announcement was inexplicable and unacceptable. In their words, businesses are losing hope and that there was a lack of consultation. You see, in New South Wales, where they dealt with much more cases than we see in Victoria today, the cafes, the restaurants, the pubs, the clubs were all open. It's fine to lift the travel restrictions to 25 kilometres, but if the businesses aren't open, people haven't got anywhere to go.
And there's more than 500,000 Victorians who are effectively unemployed, with the unemployment rate at 14%. While hairdressers are now allowed to operate in Victoria, retail and hospitality industries won't be allowed to for at least another fortnight. And that's frustrating many business owners. Kmart's Managing Director Ian Bailey has expressed his disappointment to the Today Show on Nine.
Doesn't quite make sense to me why hairdressers would open and we do not, but I guess they're the decisions that have been made. We've been now closed for 74 days, which is pretty extraordinary, and potentially another 14 days to come. And I guess there's still some uncertainty out there. This is the third date that we've now had. Originally it was the 26th, then it became the 19th, now the 1st.
Turning interstate, New South Wales has recorded no new locally acquired cases of COVID-19. There were just under 7,000 tests conducted in the 24 hours to 8 o'clock on Sunday night, with 4 new cases detected in return travellers in hotel quarantine. Warnings have been issued in Sydney's southwest after a coronavirus outbreak at a childcare centre. New South Wales Chief Medical Officer Dr. Kerry Chant is urging people, even with the mildest symptoms, to come forward for testing.
It is critical that we are not complacent with this advice about no locally acquired cases. We are concerned that there are transmission chains that are undetected, particularly in southwestern Sydney and western Sydney. We did report last week that our sewage surveillance showed that there were virus fragments detected in the Quakers Hill. So we are calling on everyone, particularly those residents of southwestern Sydney and western Sydney, to come forward and get a test. If you have the most minimal of symptoms, please come forward and get a test. This is critical.
The New South Wales government announced the easing of several COVID-19 restrictions, including increasing the limit on outdoor gatherings from 20 to 30, Group bookings at hospitality venues such as restaurants can also total 30 people, and the permissible number of guests at weddings from December will be lifted to 300, provided they're seated, while corporate events can have up to 300 people in any setting. These limits remain subject to COVID-safe practices. Premier Gladys Berejiklian says it's good news in the lead-up to Christmas.
I would like to ask families to consider perhaps going to a restaurant or a hotel or a formal hospitality venue for Christmas lunch this year or Christmas dinner. The health experts will tell you it's much safer having people in a COVID-safe environment with the social distancing than it could be in a confined space within a family home.
No new COVID-19 cases were detected in Queensland, while Tasmania's hopeful its border will open to New South Wales by November. And you can keep up to date on the coronavirus in your language at sbs.com.au/coronavirus. Peggy Giacomelos, SBS News.